to the Columbia Center for Spiritual Living, a welcoming and diverse community whose vision it is to contribute to a world that works for everyone. The inspirational message you are about to hear will expand your idea of what is possible in life right now and affirm your soul's knowing in taking that right next step towards your greatest good.
So this morning, we're talking about power and possibility. Let's take a breath together. And here's the thing. Power is the ability to do something or act in a particular way. And so we all have power. Spiritually speaking, we are absolute power in physical form. The whole power of creation is within us. It is the very essence of our being. And yet in this physical realm, we experience that power differently. Some of us have the power of speech. Some of us do not in this physical realm. Some of us have the power of mobility. Some of us do not have that same power in this physical realm. And so it's easy to get confused about what we actually have power to do. And I submit to you this morning that perhaps the most untapped and the most powerful that we are is when we are in our authentic selves. Authenticity is simultaneously the most powerful point that we can stand in, the clearest and most accessible possibility, and simultaneously the most vulnerable. Because to be truly authentic is to risk everything that people think we are. And I think if we're really telling the truth, to be truly authentic means that first I have to risk everything I think I am. Because perhaps it's been different for you, but my indoctrination into humanity has been founded and flooded with other people's impressions and ideas and indoctrination into not only who other people think I am, but who they think I should be. And the whole system of socialization that I was raised with, and maybe it's just me, I'm willing to play with that. The whole system of indoctrination was based in this reward punishment system, where the greatest sense of power that I experienced was when I was rewarded for doing what other people thought I should do. Now, the challenge with that is that oftentimes what other people think I should do and who other people think I am requires me to literally abandon the truth of me, the authenticity of me, in exchange for the power of validation. And it's a false power, because there can be no power gained from pretending to be something I'm not. I may have temporary leverage, right? When we bend ourselves into being what someone wants us to be, when we morph ourselves, it definitely gives us leverage in this human realm. And my experience is that leverage is fleeting. Because eventually the authentic me is going to show up. Well, I think most of our sadness, most of our anger, most of our angst is really because we violate our own values. We project it outward. But at the core of it, every time I violate my own authenticity, it shows up as hurt and anger and projection, because I don't know that I'm violating my own authenticity. And in this reward punishment system that we're raised in, that beautiful villain victim hero triangle, I perceive myself as a victim, and I perceive whoever led me to violate my authenticity as the villain. And I'm constantly looking for a hero. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm the only one who does this. I don't think so. So how do we get out of that? How do we get off the triangle? I think in order to really get to our power, the power of infinite possibility, right? The ability to do anything and everything. Because if we are, and I believe we are, pure possibility in form, then anything and everything becomes possible. If I could get beyond my human conditioning, if I could truly believe 100% what we teach, I could walk through walls because I would know they're not actually solid. If my arm fell off, I could grow another one without any effort. And I'm not there. And I'm okay with that. I know it's possible. So how do I move it from possibility to power? How do I move it from an idea to an ability? And I think that requires transformation. And transformation, we often use the butterfly, right, as this idea of transformation. And perhaps we would be more successful at transformation if we looked at the journey of the caterpillar. See, we want to be the butterfly. We do. It's beautiful. It's transformed. And the butterfly, the moth, whatever species it is always the caterpillar first. So let's take a minute to look at this journey of the caterpillar. It's going about its life, and it's following its authentic path. Now, I don't actually know if the caterpillar has any idea that it is a butterfly waiting to happen. I don't know. I don't know if it's driven by instinct with no awareness of where that instinct is taking it. I could make up all kinds of stories, but I don't know. But here's what I do know, is that caterpillar, following whatever authentic nudge it's following, wraps itself up in a cocoon. It goes to its own authentic place to begin its transformation. It literally shuts out all of the advice, all of the come here, go there, do this, do that. And that is the beginning of its transformation. It goes inward. And in that inward process, it literally dissolves. It dissolves physically. The caterpillar literally dissolves into a gelatinous goo. And if that cocoon is opened too soon by some force outside of itself, there will be no butterfly, which is why it is so important that we honor one another's paths. We say we are open to whatever spiritual path you're following. And if we're really going to honor the transformation process, we need to really honor that. I don't know what your path is. I don't. What I know is that you have one. What I know is that you are infinite intelligence in form, and that you are divinely guided every step of the way if you choose to be aware of that guidance. I have tools that can assist you to become aware, to connect with your inner authenticity. But I don't know what your authentic self is until you reveal it to me and first to you. And so it will never be my job to chip away at your cocoon to make you be what I think you should be. Because quite literally, to do that is to harm you. And so I get to sit with you. I get to embrace you. I get to celebrate you. I get to accept you. I get to love you. I get to walk right beside you. I don't get to push you, and I don't get to pull you. I get to walk beside you. And I submit that that's what we're all here to do, is to walk with one another. That this earthly realm has miseducated all of us, that our job is to push or to pull or to make somebody be something, because we're very comfortable with the status quo. And transformation, true transformation, renders the previous version unrecognizable. And our brain, our humanity, finds that excruciatingly threatening, because we don't know what's coming next. And perhaps the caterpillar doesn't know it's going to be a butterfly, but it does it anyway. It does it anyway. We can argue for our limitations, or we can risk the vulnerability of truly stepping into possibility. We can do that individually. We can do that collectively. As a spiritual community, Columbia CSL has stepped into a new iteration of itself, whether it's aware of that or not. You hired a new minister. And so we are in a transformational process. And transformation is always forward. So it's always in the unknown. And for us to do that as an authentic community requires everybody's participation. It requires everybody's voice, and it requires all of us to listen and celebrate every time someone steps up, every time someone dares to express their authenticity Are we brave enough? Are we bold enough? Are we secure enough in what we teach to meet one another with absolute open arms, to roll our community up in a cocoon without a map for what's going to emerge? Are we willing to entertain the idea that everything we have known Columbia CSL to be becomes a gelatinous goo to feed the next iteration of Columbia CSL? Are we bold enough and courageous enough? Are we clear enough about the power that is present as each of us and therefore as this community to begin to imagine the possibility and then to let go of all of our ideas of how it should be, to allow the process, to allow this emerging authenticity of Columbia Center for Spiritual Living to transform us as it becomes its own butterfly. Are we bold enough to do that? I believe we are. And I'm excited. I'm excited to see what form we take. I'm excited to see the colors of our wings. I'm excited to see where we fly to. And I'm excited to trust the process and to know that you are in the cocoon with me. We are doing amazing things, and we have just started. And so I'm going to ask each of you to begin to play with this idea of letting go, of wrapping all of the shoulds that pop up for you in the cocoon and allow them to transform, knowing that as you do, you are going to transform. Our center is going to transform. And as that happens, the community beyond our walls is going to transform. The world itself must transform to some degree every time any expression of life transforms. That's how it works. You can't change the gears in a machine without changing the gearing of the whole machine. That's the interrelatedness of it all. And so I invite you to begin to trust the power that is you in a new way, to know that you are infinite intelligence in form. And so you already know everything you need to know. I invite you to let yourself become aware of what you haven't become aware of. I invite you to play in the realm of infinite possibility. And I invite you to transform as we transform together. Let's take this into prayer. What I know in every fiber of my being is that there is one infinite power everywhere present. It is life itself. It is love itself. It is the very essence and power of continuous creation that has never stopped. It is my life. It is living its life as me. It is the life of all life. And so every being is this divine one experiencing and expressing itself, its life, as the life of its creation. What a glorious thing to know. And so I speak my word, knowing it is the word of that infinite speaking through itself, moving itself into creation. I claim and affirm the glory of Columbia Center for Spiritual Living as a divine expression of infinite possibility, moving to a new authenticity, moving to a new transformation, moving to a new expression of the divine as it. And that all of us are changed and grown and transformed in the process. That lives are healed, that imaginations are released, that possibility is the ceiling that has no top, that we are that in form. So grateful. So grateful to feel the giddiness of possibility rise up within me. No need to predict, no need to limit. And every desire to simply experience and transform and celebrate. And so knowing it's already done, I get to look for the evidence of it. And I get to see it everywhere. And so I do. And I invite you to join me to allow that excitement to rise up in you as you own the word of the infinite spoken as your own, because it is, as we say together, and so it is.
Thank you for listening. If you have received a value, we invite you to share this podcast and check out our website, ColumbiaCSL.com, to sign up for our weekly newsletter, providing thought-provoking blogs and details on our upcoming classes and community events. And we always are pleased to hear from you. You can reach us at podcast@ColumbiaCSL.com. Thank you. Blessings on your journey.